Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
Here's a 2-2 pitch, and he swings. It's a high fly ball, left field, pretty well. Back to the warning track. Verdugo by the fence, and this ball is gone. Raffy Devers has given the Red Sox a 1-0 lead.
Tell you what, a lot of Yankee fans would tell you, just walk him. I mean, why even deal with him?
Stop pitching to Devers, bro! Just stop!
Swing, there's a shot to center field, crushed high and deep, and this ball is long gone. What a shot by Raffy, his second home run of the day. It's 3-0 Red Sox.
I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of watching the same f***ing ball go over the same f***ing fence, bro!
He's got nothing to get Devers out on. Nothing!
It's almost like the whole world, including Ryan Garvin with his plus 1,800 over the weekend for Rafael Devers, it's almost like the whole world, except for Aaron Boone, knows not to pitch to Rafael Devers in Yankee Stadium. And yet they continue to do it. Red Sox take 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. They've won 16 out of 22. They're a game and a half up for the final wild card spot in the American League. They're a game and a half out of the second wild card spot. They're playing well. They have 3 all-stars. And yet we're back here asking the same question, Mego. Is ownership going to invest? What's Craig Breslow going to do? What's the holdup? Why don't we trust them? Why won't they pay Alex Cora? Bottom line, though, great potentially season-turning weekend for the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, I do think that this is the biggest series since that little streak when they were playing the Phillies. And it feels like the whole season turned then. I know you were way ahead of this, Jones.
I was.
From day one, you had your pink hat, you had your bosomy blouse in Fenway Park. You were ready to go for this team.
Correct.
But I do think that since that mark, they've really found something. Like, they have their identity. I know that they're waiting on Tristan Casas coming back. I'm not sure if we can buy into Yoshida having found anything for real. But I do think that this is a team that is securely in this wild card range right now. And it's just a matter of what ownership does for them at the trade deadline for how far they can go in the future.
Yeah. So look, we're going to get into what Buster Olney had to say last night
which is very interesting, on Sunday Night Baseball. We'll get into Craig Breslow, who was interviewed leading into Sunday Night Baseball. We'll get into a lot of the events from the weekend. Again, Red Sox having three homegrown players named to the All-Star game. We'll get to the game on Friday night, which I do think was the win of the year. And you guys can jump in here on Jones and Mego. No Arcan today. It's the day after a holiday weekend. You expect them to show up? After Red Sox Yankees, you expect them to show up the day after a holiday weekend?
I can't talk because I may vanish for a little bit. I'm going to be serving a long suspension coming up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I won't be around.
You
so
were
I
here.
I can't, like, throw stones when I'm about to go into a giant glass house.
I was trying to bait you to do that, but okay,
yeah.
Fine. You don't have to. You were here on July 5th. You were the only one here on July 5th.
Impressive. Yeah, it was like, it was very Catholic of me. It was my penance for what I knew what's coming down the pipeline, which is me vanishing.
And so you're here as well today. Arcan is not with us. We'll get to your phone call. 617-779-7937.
Now it feels like he's here.
Hello?
Our baseball coverage on WEEI, by the way, is presented by T-Mobile. You can switch to T-Mobile and get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out at T-Mobile.com/switch. Big question of the day, Mego. Our big cue at 2 up now at Jones and Mego. How far can the Red Sox go this year? Have we asked this before? I don't know that we've asked it quite this way.
We talked about win totals.
Yep.
Playoffs. Playoffs.
How about this?
They're sitting here with, a 48% chance of playoffs, according to Fangraphs, Alex Cora's favorite site in the whole world.
So I like to phrase that as they're at almost 50%. It's coin flip, basically, if they're going to make the playoffs or not. They're in the number 3 wild card spot. They're fighting with the likes of the Royals, the Twins. I mean, I'd be a little afraid of the Astros. I read today the Rangers might be selling. And so I think there's a real pathway for them, not just to make the playoffs, but to make noise. So here's our big question of the day. How far can the Red Sox get this year? And I don't think we've asked this. World Series is an option. ALCS, ALDS. Wild card, or they're not going anywhere. Your vote, Mego.
I said ALDS, and we didn't have enough options that could split up those two. They don't feel like an ALCS contender to me, but ALDS, you name the teams that are around them right now. And I know that in years past, we've sat here and seen them play pretty good baseball at this point in the calendar. And then it's like a bomb goes off at the trade deadline because either guys are moving out or they basically stand pat. But it's, what's different to me about this group is they're young, dumb, and full of energy. And they don't know what they don't know. That's what you keep hearing Alex Cora saying. And I think that that can really work to your benefit. Now, some of that comes into Alex Cora's control, where he has to keep a certain attitude no matter what happens at the trade deadline. Of course, ownership should invest. Everybody who's watched a minute, an inning of this baseball team over the last 3 weeks knows that ownership should buy something, should buy an arm at the deadline. Everybody, that's not even up for debate to me anymore. But you can probably stand pat, and this team is young and inexperienced and happy-go-lucky. And if Alex Cora can maintain what they have going now and have Tristan Casas come back and maybe continue piecing some stuff together in this identity, I still think that they can go to get through the wild card. Like, I think that they should be a wild card team, and once they're there, the other teams around them just don't scare me that much. Now, when you get to, like, to the Orioles, and I know, like, I sound like a Marylander there.
Yeah, you do.
But these teams at the top of your division, at the top of the conference, that's scary to me. But it is a big deal also that the Yankees are in a free fall. So to me, ALDS team. ALDS team.
That represents movement for you, by the way. Like,
yes,
you did not
absolutely
have them as a playoff team. That represents movement.
Yeah, because I've been watching the team over the past several weeks, and they look like a different team. And they're beating good teams, and they're winning series against good teams. It's like, I don't know what Alex Cora said to them after that dreadful White Sox trip, but they're a different team now. And I do believe in that, as long as Alex Cora can keep that message going.
Yep. So you can vote again at Jones and Mego. How far can the Red Sox get this year? If you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, just hang on. I'm going to make a move here for a second, if you don't mind. I'm just going to put on this piece of attire, which is known as a pink hat. I think they can go to the World Series. I think this team can go to the World Series. We saw the Arizona Diamondbacks do it last year. Thank you. We saw the Texas Rangers do it a year ago. Teams come out of nowhere in Major League Baseball, meaning the wild card spot, and can go on a run. I don't know why this team can't. And I don't want them to justify Cassis returning. Like, I'm already seeing this on the text line, 37937. I don't want to justify the Cassis return as a reason not to make moves, okay? They should make moves. They better make moves. Even fake buying, meaning like adding some players who probably don't matter, I'm starting to come around on. Even fake buy. But Cassis's return is a real, potentially significant thing. It is. So how far can they get this season? World Series. This team is capable of doing that. They have as many All-Stars as your Baltimore Orioles, Mego. They have as many All-Stars as the Yankees.
It's a criminal, by the way.
They don't have as many as Philadelphia or L.A. or some of those other teams. This team could do it. And so, look, call me a Pink Hat fan if you want. That's fine. I've been on the bandwagon since game one, just FYI. I think everybody who's now buying in on the team, not just you, Mego, there's a lot of people like
this. No, I mocked you after game one because I still feel like that was a crazy take. But it's better to be extremely early than extremely late.
No, I agree. And so everybody who's buying in now, you're the actual Pink Hats, just FYI. Everybody who's just starting to buy in, actual Pink Hats for this team. But I'll wear my Pink Hat. I bought it on the first homestand. I have it. I might as well wear it. I say World Series. And you know why? I think Buster Olney highlights some of it in his maddening, and this was a maddening answer last night on Sunday Night Baseball. Here's Buster Olney discussing the Red Sox and what he's hearing. This is a guy who's plugged in. What he's hearing the Red Sox may do at the trade deadline.
Buster, you got a gut feeling what other organizations are saying about Boston's plans?
That right now they're noncommittal about whether or not they're going to be buyers or sellers. Starting the day, the Red Sox, according to Fangraphs, have a 43% chance to make the playoffs. And as you know, Carl, those metrics can sometimes dictate what teams do. But to this point, the Red Sox haven't said hard that, yes, we're going to go out and be adding before the trade deadline, which is interesting because last year we saw the Rangers and Diamondbacks vault from the wild card spots into the World Series.
Exactly.
And it does feel like, Carl, an important trade deadline because you have a fan base that has been unhappy with the Red Sox ownership. And, you know, will that come into account? Has the Red Sox made a decision whether to buy or sell? We'll just have to see.
Take a guess! I mean, seriously. So the exact justification that Buster Olney gives there is the exact reason why I think they're capable of going on a run. Look at these teams that have come out of nowhere, gone to a World Series, won a World Series from the wild card position. It happens constantly now. So they can get to a World Series. And I'm not even sure they need to add to go on a run. They're the hottest team in baseball right now. They've been great since the start of June. The Yankees are floundering, as you said. Intern Jacob tried to turn me on to this a few weeks ago, that the Yankees suck. They kind of suck right now. And so I don't see, maybe save for Baltimore, a real, like, formidable team in the American League that
Baltimore
I'm afraid of.
Is still so young.
Yeah, exactly. And so I don't know if it's just Baltimore and everybody else is kind of on a similar playing field. I like their chances to go on a run. Now, I'd feel even better if I thought ownership was committed. What did you think of that answer from Olney?
I hated it. When I was watching it live last night, and I messaged you almost instantly when I found it on Twitter, because I'm like, why are they even saying selling? Why is that even part of the debate? It should be, I could almost understand and expect if they took it to the level of they're going to stand pat or they're going to buy. Like, it's going to be one of those two. They're going to just stand there and go, oh, we're getting Tristan Cassis back. Aren't you excited about that? Oh, like, look what we're figuring out with Wink. And they do all this dumb explanations that way. But why is selling even in the vocabulary? Like, what more do you want this team to show you right now? Because they can't go back to stuff, dumb stuff that they did in April in the White Sox series, and they can't go back and change that. And this is who they are right now. And I think it's gone on long enough. They've won enough series against good to very good teams to prove to you that it's a sustainable thing that you need to add to. So what irritated me about that was that it was even a conversation of, oh, they don't know if they're buying or selling. And also that it's unclear. I'm like, is anybody even communicating this from ownership? That's what else jumped out to me, because we're so far past the point of, like, is Breslow going to do anything? Breslow is probably waiting for the budget to come through on 100%. Some fax from 1998 from some yacht somewhere. Like, I don't like that answer at all, because I would like the stakes to be different than we're even still talking about the possibility that they would sell.
How? Right now, they're noncommittal about whether or not they're going to be buyers or sellers.
Like, noncommittal, or they're not even communicating?
Yeah, so I think they are. They know what they want to do. They just don't want to verbalize it. They want to sell. They want to sell, but they know it's unpopular to say we're going to sell, so we get noncommittal. And so, yeah, that's embarrassing. It's unconscionable. You can't do that if you're the Red Sox. And so I'm starting to warm up to the idea of fake buying, Mego, as I said.
So what's a fake buy?
Like, a fake buy would be, we need a relief arm. We're going to go get some, like, bum-ass player you've never heard of.
Fudge?
Yeah, exactly, right? Davis, was that his name a few years ago?
Austin Davis and Hansel Robles.
Okay, but I think some years they've done what I would consider fake buying. Right? I even thought Schwarber was kind of a fake buy at the time.
They probably thought he was too, and then they tripped into success.
I kind of thought Steve Pierce was a fake buy at the time. Hansel Robles was pretty good in that run in 2021. It all fell apart real quick, but he was pretty good. And so as long as they're adding, even if they're underwhelming players, I'm starting to warm to that. They cannot sell. We've been talking about this for a while. They cannot, with good conscience, from a playoff spot, sell. And Mego said this, Buster Olney's numbers were a little out of date. It was entering that game last night, 43.5% or whatever for the playoff odds at Fangraphs, which we know Alex Cora hates. We'll play that for you later in the show. If you missed any of our interview with him last week, you can check it out on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. You can go see it on YouTube as well. Subscribe to WEEI.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Alex. Go subscribe to WEEI. You can see it there. We'll play the clip for you later on if you missed it. Not a fan of those playoff odds. It's basically a coin flip. They're up to 50%. They were like down at 30% a couple of weeks ago. So the team is on a run. You can manipulate those odds by adding. Never mind getting a player like Tristan Casas back. So I'm with you. That's an embarrassing answer. And I think it tells you the real answer, which is they want to sell, but they know that's unpopular and they can't say it. So you can vote. Big question of the day. Jones and Mego on Twitter. How far can the Red Sox get this year? I say World Series. Mego says ALDS. You can vote for the championship series, the wild card, or they're not going anywhere. Again, that's up on Twitter. You can also dial us up at 617-779-7937. One more. This is from Craig Breslow, who, Mego, I'm with you, has no real power. He's just there. And so if John Henry gives him the green light to go make a move or fake buy, he'll do it. And then we'll break down the trade. If John Henry says we're not adding payroll, and my guess is they're not really going to add payroll, then he doesn't really have much to do. I don't think they're trading any significant prospects. And so here's Breslow on Sunday Night Baseball prior to first pitch last night.
So you know what it's like to be on a team where you're doing, you know, what you're supposed to be doing and think, what's the front office going to do? Is there an obligation? I mean, how do you balance that?
Yeah, so I mean, I think what I need to do is what's best for the organization. And that requires me to balance what's best for the organization today, what's best for the organization 3 months from now.
What's different from the player who's like, what's best is we got to win
we
now.
We win tonight, right. Alex and I have different jobs. The players and I have different jobs.
You must have come in here, I assume, with a plan. And here's what I got, and here's how I think this is going to play out. And I wasn't necessarily thinking I was going to have to do that, but maybe I got to reconsider some things, no?
Yeah, no, I learned, I think it was maybe day one, if not day one, definitely day two on the job, that plans are great, but the need to be flexible, to be agile, to be nimble, to react is generally, I think, what sets up people in this position to be successful. And so we're constantly trying to synthesize all of the information.
Synthesize all of the information is what we need to do.
God, he sounds so high-strung, doesn't he? He sounds nervous.
He doesn't sound like a ball player, right? Like, I know he was, and, like, I'll give him credit for that, but he doesn't sound like a ball player.
He sounds more like Alex Spear.
Yes. Yeah. He sounds like Bloom.
He sounds like he was at Harvard.
Yeah. 100%.
I don't know if it's conveyed in the audio, but there were so many edits while Carl Ravitch was asking these questions. Yep. I'm wondering if he started to ask about the plan coming in, and Breslow's like, no, I can't. I can't go.
Don't you dare ask. No.
So I think they settled on something that he could
a hard edit and some stuff that had to be tabled. Okay, I mean, I hate. My job's different than the manager.
Yeah,
it's like,
kidding.
Okay, we get it. I now have to amend how I say this, Mego. I usually say no one wants the Red Sox to trade Marcelo Meyer or Kyle Teal or Roman. No one's asking for that. I actually now have to amend that. Lou Maloney is actually asking for that on his dog walk. Lou is saying, go ahead and trade those big three prospects.
Did he show the dog?
I was driving. I listened. I'm not sure I saw the clip, so I was listening to it. I'm not sure I saw it.
He never shows the dog. Sometimes he's just walking around, and I'm skeptical.
So now Lou is saying he's okay with trading one of those prospects. Interesting. I hadn't heard that yet. I hadn't asked for that. But trading prospects 5 through 10, 5 through 20, 5 through 30, that should be in play. That is not throwing off the future of your organization. It's not. So I hate that answer from Breslow, too. Your job, I get, is more forward-thinking, although are you telling us Cora's not a part of the future when you answer it that way? But your job really shouldn't be that different. You owe it to the guys in that clubhouse who are playing great baseball to go out and make a move. I understand it's not really his call. It's ownership's call. But I didn't like that answer either.
We got to synthesize.
Well, and he also said in there, like, you have to be able to be flexible and, you know, change as things go along. And so wouldn't this be enough? Wouldn't you have seen enough for the last several weeks to say, like, this isn't just a one great week that you had in the calendar? And so be flexible to that. What really, really worries me is that this is an ownership group who did set it and forget it. They said this is the budget for the year.
Yep.
And we don't really see much at the trade deadline, and that the best that they can do is stand pat. And that's why it scares me even more that they're still talking about selling. I'm like, really? You still might dangle Kenley out there or somebody else? Like, that would be a disaster to
me. I mean, again, you're competing for a playoff spot with the Royals and the Twins. You should be able to outmaneuver those guys. I don't care what the odds say. You should be able to manipulate those odds against markets like Minnesota and Kansas City when you're the Boston Red Sox, and you might sell.
I know they did so well against, you know, manipulating Kansas City during the offseason, where every player you were in on just walked right over
right.
He's now currently dominating baseball.
If you were slightly more aggressive in the offseason, the Royals wouldn't have Seth Lugo, who's an all-star and like in the Cy Young mix. If you were slightly more aggressive, you could have already been in front of Kansas City, but no, you can't do that. Let's get to some phone calls here. 617-779-7937. What'd you think of the weekend? What are the Red Sox doing at the deadline? How far can they ultimately go? And has your opinion changed? It has for Mego. Let's start it off with Sorja in Mansfield. Go ahead, Sorja.
Jones, Mego, how are you doing on this fine, very hot Monday afternoon?
We're doing well. We're doing well, Sorja. It's a little hot out there for my taste, but otherwise pretty good.
I like it.
That's great to hear. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the fourth. Like you guys mentioned, I mean, Yoshida with the full count homer on Friday, Devers with the homer last night at the top of the night, and then Kenley Jansen just, you know, the next Mariano Rivera, in my opinion. Like, at this point, this ownership, the Red Sox, whatever they say, they need to make some moves, right? I don't know if you guys ever heard this audio, but there was an audio between Kennedy and Curtis where Curtis asked Kennedy straight up, like, do you have a passion for this team? And Sam Kennedy got offended, and he said, of course. We're very passionate about the Red Sox. Now is the time to show it, and if no moves are made by this July 20th deadline, I have no other words to say. You saw it in 2021 where if you have a competent roster, you are able to make a deep playoff run. And let me tell you some analytics really quick because we love baseball. Friday, the Red Sox were plus 6,000 to win the World Series. So maybe I might have to hammer that.
Okay.
You guys have a great day.
Okay, plus 6,000. I took them I saw the Twitch chat talking about this, and thank you, Sorja. Craig Breslow loves those metrics, I'm sure. We've played that Kennedy audio before, but it is certainly interesting, and there'd be a way to justify that by going out and making a move, by adding to the roster, or by signing your manager, which we're going to get to. That's another way to like show that you're actually committed to this team. But I'll tell you what, the Twitch chat was saying they had the over for 70-something wins, something like that. I took the Red Sox, Ryan, for 90-plus back in April at plus 6-something, 633, something like that.
Uh-huh.
I think that's down. 90-plus wins is down to like plus 2-something now.
It doesn't seem crazy like it would have when made that bet.
I think they're still not quite on pace for it. I did the math the other day. I think they're still not quite. They're on pace for like
88,
89 and change. So I need you to pick it up a little bit, Red Sox. But I'm a believer as well, Sorja. And if you can't tell, tune into twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. I got the pink hat to match because I think this team, especially with a little, minimal commitment, even fake buying from ownership, not a big financial investment, I think it's a team that can go to the playoffs, the World Series, rather. Definitely the playoffs. We've seen it from teams in this sport before. So you can jump in. Big question of the day. What do they do at the trade deadline? And also the weekend that was in New York. Did Friday night get ownership's attention? 617-779-7937. We'll get to that right after Trending with Ryan Garvin.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.